The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hey, what's up? My name is Brant. I hope you're set for a good weekend. Hope you're excited about it. Now, gotta tell you, if you're looking for something to do, there's a video you can watch on our YouTube channel of Mike Dennehy from 10th Avenue North singing with Lloyd, my puppet.
Yes.
And it is beautiful.
Well,
the music that happened, I think Mike was pleased.
It was great music. There was a little bit of conflict.
The point is, it's really good.
Okay.
And if you go to YouTube, go to the Brant Hanson channel on there, Brant Hanson, and then you can find that. And I think you'll be really inspired. You may ask yourself, why the Christmas music? Because I saw this news item that if you start decorating for Christmas really early, you're happier than other people. What it said, generally speaking.
Okay.
Okay. Thought that was kind of interesting.
Do they mean that they're happier and that's why they decorate, or the decorating makes them happy?
I think it's just correlated, not causative. So it's like those tend to be people that are happier, the people who do that.
I guess I might could see that. Christmas brings joy and good feelings, and if that bubbles up and you have, you know, something to do to express it, then you go ahead and, you know, put your Christmas decorations up in October or something when you can get away with it.
I think so. I think there's probably a line. I don't know where the line is.
July is the...
Or if it's before that.
There's a Christmas in July kind of thing that happens.
That's true.
So, yeah, maybe June.
June.
Yeah.
In June, you're not happy. If you're decorating in June, something's going on. Don't get discouraged. If you pray for something and it doesn't happen, don't stop. The reason I tell you this is because Jesus said this point blank himself twice. He used two different stories to tell people, like, don't give up, keep praying. So he anticipates that there are going to be times when God will give us what we're asking for, but not right at first. He's waiting for us to ask a second, third, fourth, fifth time. I totally don't understand that myself. I know he wants our hearts, so maybe that's part of shaping our hearts too, that we keep pursuing him. Maybe that's part of it, but if he were a computer, that wouldn't make any sense. Like, well, I hit this and I hit that and, you know, control alt delete, and this is what happens when I hit this. Like, but why would it work the sixth time and not the first five? It's very frustrating when it comes to computers. He's not a computer. This is a relationship. So I have to tell myself this, Brant, don't stop just because you prayed one time or twice. Keep at it, man. It's a public service that I perform here, and I'm a social coach.
Oh,
and
okay.
So I...
Sorry, go ahead. Brant, go ahead and do...
I wonder if Tony Robbins just gets... I'm not a fan, like, but I mean, people just laugh at him when he announces.
Well, you would say that you're not necessarily socially smooth.
Not natural. No, I am smooth now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes, I would say that.
Well, that's the part that I haven't picked up on.
That's why it was so inappropriate when you started laughing. Yeah, okay. But I will show you some of my moves socially, like how to strike up conversations with strangers. Not my natural thing, but I've learned it. And that's why I think it's so powerful for people who aren't naturally smooth. Here's the key. Start with a question.
Okay.
You want to ask people a question. Get a question in there. Gets people thinking. It's a way to really... Here, we'll do a little role play.
I want to be clear. What we're about to witness is powerful, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Something powerful. Okay.
Well, it's a powerful social dynamic. Start with a question. That will open up the conversation.
Ready? Yes.
Puts people at ease. So let's say we don't even know each other. We're at like a business function. We got name tags on whatever. And you come over and we're at the little table up front. It's covered with paper or whatever. It's got little baby carrots.
We have the picture, yeah. Hi, right. Brant. How are you?
Why is your skin so oily? It's Brant. Because of the 40 grams of sebum that your skin produces. All of our pores produce that. And 10 grams of salt. And our skin each day produces 2 billion skin cells. Because so many of our skin cells are dying. Your skin cells, my skin cells, everybody, look around this room. Everybody here has 2 billion skin cells that die.
Yeah. So I want to be clear. This is why I laughed in the beginning.
So this is how.
Because I knew we were going to dead skin cells.
I want a friend I've won a friend. I've impressed someone with knowledge. I did it with a... You start it with a question. Hey, if you're doing some good stuff in the world, that's awesome. Don't get tired of it, please. And by the way, expect people to try to stop you. Expect people to try to discourage you, to try to get in the way. I was just reading where Jesus, he's at full rock star status. Like, people are following him around. And it said, like, he went to this one town and somebody recognized him. It's what it says. Mm-hmm. So it's like he shows up, mm-hmm. like, oh, and bam, word gets out. Everybody starts bringing everybody who needs to be healed to him.
Right. Yeah.
So the, like, he's in full rock star mode. They recognized him. He was trying to get away. And kabam, everybody's there. And you know what he does? He heals all these people. Mm-hmm. And then the very next verse says, and that's when these leaders came. And they didn't say anything about all the healing that's going on. They tried to discourage him by trapping him with questions. So there were people threatened by him. They didn't even say anything. Rockstar shows up, heals all these people. You'd think they'd be like, hey, that was pretty cool. No. Right into, they just don't want him doing it. A perfectly good thing. And they're not happy with him. There's always going to be resistance. I just have to keep reminding myself that if you're doing anything, somebody's going to resist you. Some sports news with football season kicking off and all that sort of stuff. I just was looking at injury data, and it's true. Football causes a lot of injuries, but nearly as many emergency room visits as basketball. I guess it's just participation. Bicycle riding is number two, then football, then baseball, then
because
soccer.
Because you're so padded? You're so protected?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe so. Or just, I don't know, maybe not as many people doing it as often or something.
Okay, yeah.
A little confused by this bowling on this list. I don't know.
What's going on there?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out, what are you guys doing?
To mess yourself up. I don't know.
Yeah, I've been bowling. We're just trying to figure out how you got it. Like,
whoops.
Whoops. Oh, he's got a...
Somebody call 911.
Is that a bowling pin in his eye? How did this happen? It doesn't matter. The point is, it happened. That, and that should be taken seriously. So seriously. Just in case you feel like you have no idea what you're doing. Now, like, you've tried stuff, you got a problem in your life or a major challenge in front of you, and you kind of feel like, I don't know what I'm doing. I tried this thing, I read that book, I did this technique or a new way of approaching this, and that didn't work, and then I was... Could be work, could be parenting, could be life, whatever. That's a really good place to be. Totally serious. There's a scripture, now this is a message version of a scripture, but it says, blessed are you when you're at the end of your rope. because with less of you, there's more of God and his rule, his kingdom. There really is an advantage to this. Like, feeling like I've exhausted all of my awesomeness. Every plan I had did not work. And I go, God, help me. Bam, that's exactly where he can go to work. Because now it's about him and it's not about how awesome we are. This is a good place. Hey, if you ever go hiking or something, you probably already know this. You know, don't stand somewhere dangerous and do a selfie or whatever. But not enough people know it. U.S. National Park System has released a series of apps and videos to remind people not to take risk when hiking or climbing to create a great selfie. The National Park System released a series of apps.
Yeah.
Not just an app.
Mm-hmm. A series of them.
Series of them.
Yes. All chock
to
full of information
me,
to
so
tell
I download
you.
Them.
Yes.
I guess if I'm standing there, I'm like, well, let me go through my apps first.
And yeah, before I take the picture. Wait a minute, I'm not supposed to be on this cliff.
Yeah, that's what
Thank
it says
you,
here.
Parks and Rec.
That's what it says here on my don't stand on a ledge and take a selfie of yourself.
I better back up.
App. Series of apps. There are follow-up apps, too, that help me make these good decisions so that I can stay safe. Thank you. Blessed are you when you are at the end of your rope, it says, message version of Jesus' words about being spiritually bankrupt. Like, I'm out. I got nothing. You know what's kind of awesome? I want you to think about this, like where our culture is. You can probably tell our culture's changed a lot last 5, 10, 20 years. A lot of people, like, I'm abandoning the faith, or I'm like, a lot of people not saying they're religious anymore. I had it with it. Okay. This is in the face of a whole lot of people thinking they know how to market Christianity. Like, a lot of experts. Here's how you do it. You do that, and you have this awesome model for a church or a technique or a marketing plan. We'll do this, we'll do that. But here's the good news. There's a lot of people I've been listening and reading. Like, there's this one pastor, very well respected in London. Mm-hmm. He's like, we have tried everything. And we had this movement and that movement. None of it's working. Mm-hmm. We were doing small. We were doing meet in pubs. We were doing mega this thing, stage shows. We were doing, and it's not working. But he said, a lot of us are coming to the conclusion that we actually don't know what we're doing, and we're having to throw up our hands in front of God and go, God, help us, because we were supposed to be the experts, and we don't know. And he said, the weird thing is, you study through history, when there's a big renewal spiritually, that's what happens first. People go, God, help us. We would like to say thank you to some people, and those people, the people we want to say thank you to, some of whom are listening to the radio show right now, perhaps it's you. We want to thank, totally serious about this, the people who work in jobs as customer service representatives. You guys are amazing, and we want to highlight certain jobs here because we notice our culture only celebrates certain kind of jobs that we consider prestigious, and they tend not to be essential jobs. And then there are jobs like this where they need somebody to answer the phone to help you with something.
Right.
And you have to deal with people who are angry, who they themselves are at fault, and they're angry at you because they didn't plug in their toaster, and they're mad that you would make a toaster that doesn't work. Or what. It could be anything. But there's 2 million people that have this job. Please let us say thank you for being patient with us. This is not an easy thing, and you're necessary in our economy, what you do. And beyond the fact that you're making money, we realize you get paid to do your job, but it's also true that you really are performing a service. You're serving us and helping us get answers that we need. So all that to say, you're on your way to work right now. Thank you for doing your job. So thankful for everybody who listens to our podcast. Also, the guys at Fellowship Home Loans. They help people. They come up with creative ideas to help you with your mortgage or your refinancing. They listen. They enjoy their customers. I just really appreciate them. Mike and Brian are the guys at Fellowship Home Loans. They're fantastic. If you want to talk to them, you can. It's 800-804-SAVE for Fellowship Home Loans. We so appreciate them sponsoring the podcast and believing in what we do. 800-804-SAVE or, so simple, fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're just talking about customer service people. People work at call-in centers or stores or banks or whatever in customer service.
I worked at a bank, and I also worked in a call center, and it was brutal.
What kind of call center was it?
A bank.
It was a bank call center?
It was, yes.
So they would call you and say, hey.
My debit card, da-da-da-da-da. And it's just, from when it rings, there is a problem. No one's calling saying, you know what, this bank is fantastic. And I just want to tell you guys what a wonderful job you're doing. And I'm going to hang
That's
up now.
Great idea. You have given me an idea for today's activity.
Okay.
So call my bank.
And tell them how awesome they are.
You guys are killing it. You are unbelievable.
That's all you want to hear.
You guys, I can't bank better than this.
I just can't.
You just are. You're killing it. Sports news. It's so wild. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. Fascinating how our minds work. There's a guy who plays football, and he's really, really good, and he's 29 years old, and he's been through a lot of injuries, and he said, I quit.
Oh, I think I saw that. Yeah.
Well, his hometown people in Indianapolis, this is Andrew Luck, the quarterback for the Colts. He's really, really good. He's just like, I've had it. I'm done. This hurts. That hurts.
Yeah, and I shouldn't be 29 hurting.
Yeah, yeah, he's a really, really smart guy. He's had his own book club for years and stuff. Like, he's just not, he doesn't want to play football anymore. He's like, I want to do other things in life, and this hurts. He's made tens of millions of dollars.
Right.
But the people who were, not all of them, obviously, but a lot of people who were big fans of his booed him vociferously when they found out. This is on the field as he's leaving the field. So they're wearing his jersey.
Yeah.
But as soon as somebody's like, I'm out, you boo? And it's because that's what we do, is we get an ego rush when our team wins. We so tie in our identity with certain teams or certain causes or certain groups that if somebody doesn't pay off for us, we turn on them. Mm-hmm. It's really sad, but it was such an interesting sociological thing that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy has had everything lacerated. I mean, he just every ankle yeah. problem.
Everyone started like, booing. He should have been like, see, this is why.
He probably did. He's like, yeah. Okay. No, he went from hero to I quit to boo.
29, everything hurts. I want to do other things. And everything shows that if I keep down this road, it will continue to
It'll
hurt.
It'll get worse, yeah.
So it's actually, you can applaud someone like that because he's giving up
yeah.
something that feeds the ego a lot.
Right, right. But I think that's part of it, too, is not only, I'm just guessing here, but part mm-hmm. of it might be not only is he quitting your favorite team, mm-hmm. but he's quitting your idol.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you think,
yeah,
oh, I would give everything to be an NFL quarterback. That right. would make me happy, man. That'd be the coolest thing in the world. And it's like, wait, it's not.
Right.
The guy who's doing it says it's not. Mm-hmm. Like that's threatening too.
Very true. He's quitting your idol. That's good.
Yeah. Like so, he's worth. I don't know if he's worth $100 million. Probably. Mm-hmm. So, let's say he makes another $100 million or $200 million. Like your lifestyle difference. People think he's an idiot for passing up all that money. Well, really?
Quality of life. Who was the football player you just told me about that was talking and was like...
He's like, I can't walk.
Yeah.
Was Superstar it? Herschel Walker, okay, maybe? Yeah, or somebody. Yeah, he's like, I can't even move anymore. Right. Like, it's not this. It's not what you think. You go into this when you're really young, and it hurts. And again, the people think, well, he's flushing millions of dollars down the toilet.
Right.
That the difference in lifestyle between being a 100 millionaire and a 300 millionaire, I don't know what it is.
But the quality of life of getting your head banged in for another 2 or 3 years,
exactly.
that matters.
But it's threatening to us, like, you give up all that money. Well, no, that money wasn't his idol, apparently.
Yeah,
it might be yours.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if he doesn't bow down to it, it's like, what are you doing?
This has been the Brandt and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.